Howdy, folks. The makers of Grape Nuts Flakes, America's most famous cereal in flake form, again bring you America's most famous cowboy, Buck Jones in Hoofbeats. All you boys and girls have seen Buck and his horse Silver in his thrilling, red-blooded moving pictures crammed with action and excitement. Well, that's the kind of a story this radio series is, too. And I hope you'll stick with us, because I know you're going to like it a lot. And here's something else you're going to like a lot, too, Pards. Grape Nuts Flakes. Ever taste them? Men alive. They're about the eatin'est things I know of. I'm sure you've tasted grape nuts. Now, haven't you? Well, Grape Nuts Flakes are grape nuts, only in a new golden brown crisp crunchy flake form. Sounds mighty good, doesn't it? Well, Grape Nuts Flakes are good. And even more than that, they're good for you. Buck Jones will tell you the same thing, how Grape Nuts Flakes help to build good, strong bodies. How a big bowl of Grape Nuts Flakes with milk or cream over them and fruit mixed in have more different kinds of nourishment in it than many a big dinner you could eat. They're real he-man's grub. Mighty tasty and stick to your ribs, too. Say, why don't you try Grape Nuts Flakes? Get a package today. And remember to save the tops of the Grape Nuts Flakes packages, because you can get some mighty fine free prizes that way. And be sure to listen to Buck Jones at the end of this episode.
In our last episode, the Dagger Hilt outfit was driving the herd into the Box Canyon before the storm. And they knew they were being followed by men who meant them no good. Buck Jones has joined up with the Dagger Hilt crowd because he's looking for three men on whom he has sworn revenge. One of them bears the mark of a Dagger Hilt on his shoulder. One of the men, Red River, knows that Gore, the boss of the Dagger Hilt, has the sinister mark on his shoulder, but he doesn't tell Buck. Instead, he urges him to leave, for even though they've been friendly, Red River has to stick with the outfit.
Look, Red River.
Huh?
Back there. That kid, he's trailing
us. I see him, Gore.
I thought I told you to get rid of him. Or did your friend Buck clamp that, too?
Not exactly. We had word when I sent the kid back. And you better lay off him, too, Gore.
I'll lay off him now while we're driving to beat this storm. But I'll step on his toes plenty when the time comes.
Well, I'm hoping he cuts loose from us before that, Gore.
Well, he ain't what's bothering me now. I can watch him. But it's that kid dogging us. He's still coming, see?
Maybe we better comb the herd, give him his cow, and be done with it.
You loco.
Well, one cow more or less don't mean anything to us.
No, but time does. It ain't just a storm. This is a race with a noose.
You're dead right, Gore. We can't stop. Get up in there.
Up. Hey, up. Oh, boy. Oh, look. Boss, look back there. That kid's following.
Ah, he'll turn back after a while.
It gives me the creeps. Anybody back there.
Yeah, I know, but keep your eyes on the trail ahead. See them clouds banking up in the south?
I got a hunch we'll never get there. That boy, he's a jinx to us.
It ain't going to hurt us.
He's done more than anything's done since we left Texas. He slowed this drive.
Oh, it's that hombre bust us, sir, jinx. Come on, get off.
Hey, what, Jose?
Well, orders us to forget him.
I do not like it. Somebody behind on the trail.
All right, come on. Get up there. Get up.
Wait! Where are you going, Gore?
That's right. I can't stand that kid following us any longer, Red River. I'm going
back
for
him. Oh, pull yourself together. See Buck over there watching every move you make?
Well,
if you go, he'll go, too. And we'll lose time.
I might have been stopped at every turn, but that's Hawthorne.
The kid's bound to turn back soon. Look at him now, playing out, weaving.
Well, I'll give him an hour. In the meantime, if you mention Buck to me again, I'll kill you, Red River.
Well, I'll try to get rid of him for your sake, Gore. Come on.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
Oh, hold there, boy. Buck, why are you hanging on with us?
For the same reason I stayed in the first place.
What if I order you to go?
Then I've still got a reason.
Some wild idea you can find the boy's cow?
You know he's following us, huh?
Well, I ain't thought of anything else. But I don't see him now.
Poor little shaver. Tuckered out, I guess. But he's game. He'll be showing up soon.
Buck, you ain't fooling me. Go on your way. Find the men you're looking for.
I've got a feeling I'm close to one now. The Dagger Hilt brand.
Buck, it's dangerous for you and for us if you stay.
It needn't be. There's just one point I want to cross you on.
Meaning that cow?
Right again.
If you leave us, Buck, I'll pass word to the boys if they see the cow to cut her out and turn her back. But we don't dare stop.
I believe you, Red River. But if it was just you, I might...
Hey, was that thunder, Buck?
Yeah, but it's a long ways off yet.
Well, summer storms and these hills come quick. Come on, let's call it quits till we get the herd in that canyon.
Look, Red River, what's the matter up front?
Something wrong. Come on, get up in there.
Silver, come on.
Get up in there. Door! There's trouble up front.
Well, I'll be there before you.
They scare me to death. You're driving right through our camp.
Oh, well, what's all this about?
Oh, I'm glad you're here. See if you can do anything with her.
Hey, couldn't you find any other place to pitch your camp?
Couldn't you find any other place to drive your old Maverick? Shoo! Mom, there's a heifer got her horns tangled in your nightgown on the line.
Blast it all. Wait, Jose, Red River, Buck, turn the herd around that there. Come on, pitch in all of you.
Cool. Well, Buck, we got them lined out again. That girl's lucky some of them longhorns wasn't on the pod.
Yeah. Let's drop over and see who they are.
Okay. Get up in there. Always searching, ain't you, Buck?
Yeah. Maybe they'll have a drink of water in that wagon.
Yeah? And maybe you want another look at that girl. She sure was pretty, Buck.
Yeah, that mare spunk, too. Doubt if she'll give us a drink, though, mad as she was.
Well... don't look like there's anyone else around. Listen, what's that? Music? Well, where's it coming from?
Over there by that wagon wheel. See, Red River? An old-timer fiddle away like there's nothing happened. He's the sea of the girl's his daughter.
Hold up there.
Hold on. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
Hope our stock didn't do any damage to you.
Oh, no.
Sorry we scared your daughter.
Oh, Glory? She's kind of excitable.
Well, you can't blame her. Band of cows don't stampede a camp every day.
Nope, that ain't happened since we left Arkansas. Oh, gosh, busted a string.
You're right my handy with that fiddle, partner.
Yeah, work my way, fiddling. I reckon they'll keep us busy when we hit Wyoming.
You going there?
Well, ain't so sure. Was aiming to. But the way my heart's acting up in this mountain air, it'll be plumb suicide to go higher.
Heart trouble?
Yep. But the worst is the rheumatiz. Settles in this right kneecap when it's going to storm.
Wonder if you got any water handy.
Hey, Glory, man here wants a drink.
One of those cowmen?
Yeah, two of us, miss. And we're sure mighty thirsty.
Well, oh, you aren't the two who yelled at me anyway.
Wait, don't lift that bucket. Get off that horse, Red River.
Come in.
Here's the dipper.
Thanks. Ah, that was mighty good. Here you are, Red River.
Thanks.
Here comes that bossy pair. I'll have to give them a drink, too, I guess, but I wish it had arsenic in it.
Whoa. Hey, pass that around, will you?
Yeah.
Help yourself. We just have to carry it a mile from the creek.
Huh?
It's a pretty horse you have, cowboy. What's his name?
Silver.
Oh, I'd like to ride him.
Go ahead. Take a little run.
I can't now, but let's lead him over to the wagon and show him to Mom.
Hey, hear that thunder? And that canyon's miles off yet. Come on, Red River.
Right.
Let's get going.
Well, I guess I'll have to be going, miss. Been great meeting up with you. And I hope our trails cross again.
I have the strangest feeling they will.
So have I.
Goodbye. Why, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you look so queer. I thought for a moment you'd forgotten me, this camp, everything. The way you were staring back on the trail like you were seeing a ghost or something.
No, not a ghost, miss. Just a poor little footsore maverick trailing behind.
Hold it, right. Blast with that stuff. Come on, get up to it. Start shooting. Keep your minds off the storm. That's it. That's right. Come on. We're up in time to air. Keep moving, Red River. Round and round. One break in this jam and they'll all be gone.
We'll hold them if nothing else happens.
Hey, what's that? Look out. First of all, here's that girl again.
Yes, they've got that boy up behind her.
Well, I'll soon fix her. Come on, get up there. Oh, hey, get away from them cattle.
I won't get away from the cattle. You have this boy's cow, and we want it.
Well, you just have to keep on wanting them.
Surely you don't mean that. This little fellow's been following you all day. He came to our camp worn out. Says you won't give him his cow.
Yeah, well, it's truer now than it was then. Hey, what are you men coming up here for? Go on, get back.
Wait. Isn't there a man among you?
Yeah, there's Buck. He's always mixing in other folks' business.
This is other folks' business, Gore. I'm going to comb this herd and get that boy's cow for him. If anybody objects, now's his time to do it.
Well, I object. You think you're going to make a grandstand play?
You asked for it, Gore.
Oh. Hell, Andre, what do you mean by that?
Here we are, Spike.
Jump up.
And you too, Red River.
Buck, you're a fool.
The Dagger Hills.
Buck, you're
a
So Buck has found one of the men he wanted, Gore. Did Buck get him, or did the wild stampede sweep Gore before it? We'll learn the answers when we meet again. But in the meantime, here's a tip for you straight from the shoulder, too. Why don't you find out today about Grape Nuts Flakes? Grape Nuts Flakes are mighty fine, Chuck, whether you have a big bowl of them in the morning, in the middle of the day, or at supper time. Grape Nuts Flakes are good to eat and mighty good for you. Real stick-to-your-ribs kind of chow. Ask Mother to get you some Grape Nuts Flakes today. Try them. And see if everything Buck and I tell you about how good they are isn't true. And save the tops of the packages, because that's the way to corral yourself some mighty fine free prizes. Here's Buck now, and he wants to tell you all about it.
Sure. I'd like to talk to you about the prizes, but first I'd like to talk to you about our club. I call it our club because I know you want to join. If you're a boy or girl who's interested in clean living, outdoor exercise, and seeing that the underdog gets a chance, then you certainly belong to the Buck Jones Club. And you ought to be wearing a membership badge, too. I know you'd be mighty proud of it. It shows we're all pulling together for the things we believe are right. With the membership badge, you'll also get the club manual telling you all about the free prizes you can win. Say, how would you like to have a real cowboy hat, like the one I wear, and how about some real western shafts? There's a heap of other prizes that'll make you mighty happy, too. So let's get going, pals. Why not join my club today and send me one top from a box of Grape Nuts Flakes with your name and address, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you real soon. Until our next meeting, pals, I'll be on the lookout for you.
And so Buck Jones rides away once again, but your trails will cross soon. Why not do as Buck suggests and join up with his club? Just send your name and address with one red top from a box of Grape Nuts Flakes to Buck Jones in care of this station. This offer is good in the United States only, and you'll get your membership badge. So till next thrilling episode of Hoofbeats, this is your friend, the Old Wrangler.